we all went out for drinks afterwards to decompress, and we get a call from the DA's office pretty within like 2 hours, I want to say, and they gave us the result.
And he was like, you know, I regret to inform you that unfortunately the jury decided not to indict Rudloff. And I just immediately like started crying.
A few months after the grand jury heard Jansen's case, District Attorney Creuzot charged three more Dallas area police officers for their conduct during the 2020 protests. One is accused of shooting a protester in the face with a rubber bullet, shattering his cheekbone and partially blinding him. Another protester lost an eye and seven teeth when one of the officers allegedly shot him in the face with a rubber bullet. The grand jury chose to indict all three of the officers. But David doesn't see that as a win for protesters.
In the end, only the most egregious cases are going to be pursued, but that's basically what happened here in Dallas, Texas.
There won't be any more indictments. The statute of limitations for potential assault charges against police officers for their conduct during the 2020 protests expired in May of 2022.
That was Mark Betancourt reporting on Grand Juries, the Black Box of Justice Reform, from the podcast 70 Million. For more information about today's program and grand juries, visit us at radioproject.org. I'm Anita Johnson. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Radio is hiring. We are currently accepting applications for the position of Membership Coordinator. The Membership Coordinator is responsible for planning and developing KBOO's fundraisers and on-air membership drives, data entry, working with major donors, direct mail campaigns, and community outreach. This position is 25 hours per week. For the full job description and instructions for applying, go to our website at kboo.fm/membership-hire. Or send your resume and cover letter to hiring@kboo.org. Applications are due by midnight, Friday, May 19th. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Mount Hood Corridor Wildfire Preparedness Fair on Saturday, May 13th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Timberline Lodge in Government Camp, Oregon. Mount Hood Community and Emergency Responders will host experts to teach communities how to prepare for and respond to a wildfire. Firefighters will display a simulated wildfire on the Highway 26 corridor and show how residents can prepare their homes. Again, that's the Mount Hood Corridor Wildfire Preparedness Fair on Saturday, May 13th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Timberline Lodge, 27500 East Timberline Road in Government Camp. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning into KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Hey! Hello, Indian country! That's right. It's our birthday. Well, technically, Tuesday was our birthday. Our 4-year anniversary, y'all. Rose City Native Radio is 4 years old. Continuing 30 plus years of Indigenous programming here at KABU, and I'm happy to be here. Happy to continue representing. So, join us, won't you? We have music, interviews, more as we look back on 4 years of programming. That's a lot of programming, y'all. So, where do we start? I don't even know. Where do we start? Let's see. Well, we're just gonna hop in our time machine and go back, way, way back, the old days of 2014. And beyond. We'll listen to a few clips of Indian World as well. The first, our ancestors in KABU, all the way back in the 70s. So be ready. Join me, won't you, on a journey to the past, the present, and the future of Indigenous programming here. Stay tuned. And I'd like to welcome rapper Indigenized to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm here with Jackie Keeler. Jackie, thank you for joining us today.
Greg Deal, the big deal here on Rose City Native Radio. Thank you for joining us, Greg.
I am joined today by the 1491s. Hello, guys. Thank you for coming.
Juanina, thank you for joining us today.
I'm here with Laura Reagan. Laura, thank you for joining us today.
I am joined today with Miho Ida. Miho, thank you so much for joining us.
This is Chuck Sands, the Confederated Tribes Umtalit Indian Reservation, Department of Communications Director.
Chuck, thank you for joining us today.
And joining me today is Elizabeth LaPonce. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Joining me today is Paul Lumley from the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. Today I spoke with Lee Francis from the Indigenous Narratives Collective.
Lee, thank you so much for joining us today.
And joining me today is Johnny J from Native Max Magazine.
Hi, Borland. Here we have Scott Kalama, Blue Flames, recording artist from Warm Springs, Oregon. Hi, Scott.
And joining me today is John Proudstar. John, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
And of course, that was a clip from our 1 year anniversary special. Who can believe that, you know, way back when we had all them guests already after 1 year? And hopefully we'll be able to dig more out of our treasure chest here on Rose City Native Radio. We have a long, long history of, well, programming, of course, since the 70s. And it's been ongoing. So we have more we'll look into as we unearth the history of the show, which is been a long one, as I said before. Feels longer. Feels like it's been more than 4 years of programming. And of course, it hasn't just been me. It's been others. It's been Ender. It's been Alicia. It's been Nick. It's been Thad. It's been so many folks that have come and joined us over the years. And we hope to have more come and learn how to do radio, joining the show, and doing our part to help get Indigenous voices out there to the people and putting the microphone in our hands, in their hands. So we're excited. I'm excited. It's just, it's all so surreal. They grow up so fast. I never thought, honestly, when I walked into KABU, I never thought I would be sitting here having a 4-year anniversary for a show. I think I've talked about this before, but when I first came to KABU, I had planned to just learn how to use the board and then dip out, like after a few months, and go and find a job. And when I had come here and I was like, hey, if you have a native show, like I'm totally up for, you know, helping in any way. And I was approached and they said, actually, we're looking for a host. And I was like, well, if you're willing to train me, then I guess I can do that. And the rest, as they say, is history. And it's been a good history. It's been a good long time here at KBOO. Here's to 4 more years. Here's to 10 more years. Here's to 20 more years. Hopefully we'll be able to to challenge John Talley's record of 30 plus years. We'll see. We'll see, but we want to make sure that there's 30 more years of programming here at KBOO in general for Indigenous folks. And now we're going to look back. We're going to take back an honor, an ancestor, if you will, of Indigenous radio here. This is a clip from the very first episode of Indian World. This was 1970-something, and I apologize for not knowing the exact date, and I know that a lot of our older listeners are probably screaming at their radios. But let's go back to the 70s and hear the first Native voice on this network.
This is your host, John Talley, bidding you welcome. Tonight we will have an interesting mixture of news and music and a bit of poetry, and we hope you enjoy the show. Tonight we have some very interesting things to talk about. For example, we have the agenda for the Commission on Indian Services, and we have a few news items that are of interest to our people and to our friends. To begin with, the Oregon Commission on Indian Services sent out an agenda, which is a notice of their forthcoming meeting, and it reads as follows. The next meeting of the Commission on Indian Services will be on Thursday and Friday, October 6th and 7th, 1977, in room 454 of the State Capitol. Both days' meetings will begin at 9 a.m. The following is the tentative agenda for these sessions. Thursday, October 6th, the first item is committee reports, children's services, corrections, and education. The second item is a report on regional meetings, Pendleton and Burns. The third is a regional and national conference reports, Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians, Governor's Interstate Indian Council, National Conference on State Legislatures, National Congress of American Indians, Council of State Governments. The fourth item of business is new business, and it breaks down as follows. A is a report on Indian daycare needs assessment, Rita Swires and Dorothy Obert, Migrant Indian Coalition, 10 a.m. B, report on the status of Chimawa Indian School, Ed Lonefite, Superintendent, 11 a.m. C, a report on Community Coordinated Child Care Council, Marjorie Brown Wright, chairperson, at 1:30 p.m. Item D is a report on Teacher Intern Project and External Degree Proposal, Dr. Carvel Wood, Department of Education, Oregon State University, at 2:30 p.m. On Friday, October 7th, item 4, new business, is continued with E, report on services for the elderly by Marion Hughes from the Office of Elderly Affairs at 10 a.m. Item F is a report on 1980 U.S. Census. Fred Lane from the Bureau of the Census, Region 10, will speak at 11 a.m. Item G is a report on the implementation of House Bill 2145, which is 1977 regular session. Ed Shaw of the Mental Health Division will speak at 1:30. Item H is a report on activities of Northwest Indian Training Institute by Bill Nichols at 2 p.m. Item I, a report on activities of White Cloud Center, Robert Ryan, Director, 2:30 p.m. And the last item, item J, report on implementation of Indian Bureau Burial Site Protection Law, Ted Long, State Historic Preservation Office, at 3 p.m. There were a couple items marked with an asterisk, and it says that these matters will be discussed as time permits during the 2 days of meetings, and that relates to the report on regional meetings at Pendleton Burns, and the regional and national conference reports. Otherwise, those things are as scheduled on the agenda. For your information, this Commission on Indian Services is a rather new branch of our state government, and its purpose is to see that our Indian people get the proper services which are due them from the state government. In the Oregonian of Thursday, September 29, we have a news article which is of interest to many of our people. The headline reads, Sulu's Reparations Try in Congress. And it's by Jeffrey Mills, Dateline Washington, and it's an AP story. It says, a century after the Indian victory at Custer's last stand infuriated Congress, modern-day legislatures still are refusing to compensate the descendants of the Sioux Nation for the confiscated land. A bill that would have allowed the Sioux to avoid a legal technicality and get a hearing on their claim to compensation was defeated Tuesday by the House, 239 to 173. This land is absolutely stolen from these Indians. It is a rank, double-dealing thing our nation did, said Representative James P. Johnson, a Republican of Colorado. He was referring to an 1877 law that took 7.3 million acres in South Dakota's Black Hills from the Sioux. Congress approved the seizure after word reached Washington that General George A. Custer's forces had been wiped out at Little Bighorn. The House Interior Committee, in a report on the bill defeated Tuesday, said the government precipitated the battle by declaring the Sioux hostiles who could be shot on sight off the reservation. Custer's search for hostiles led to the Montana Massacre. The committee report said the Indians were hunting in the Little Bighorn River Valley when the Custer's 650 men marched on them. The Indians had no way to survive except to hunt, the committee said, because the government had refused to supply them food. Some 225 men and officers were killed when a force of at least 1,500 swooped down on them. In recent years, the Sioux Nation has sought compensation for its land, but has been stopped by the legal principle of res judicata. This Latin term means that once a case has been decided, it is final. The U.S. Court of Claims, reviewing the 1877 congressional action, said in 1975 that a more ripe and rank case of dishonorable dealings will never, in all probability, be found in our history. But the court said it could not rule on the case because the matter had been decided, whether rightly or wrongly, 33 years earlier. The Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of the case. The bill before the House Tuesday would have directed the claims court to reconsider the case on its merits. The United States should stop hiding behind a legal technicality in these issues and instead do what is right by these Indians, Representative Tenno Roncalio, Democrat of Wyoming, said. Representative Charles E. Wiggins, a Republican of California, said the confiscation itself is not in dispute. The only issue is $85 million in interest, which is unrelated to the misdeed, he said.
So that was just a brief look into yesteryear of the very first Native American show here on KBOO, Indian World, hosted by the late, great John Talley. Coming up for music, we got Fawn Wood with Singer's Wife here on Rose City Native Radio. That was Fawn Wood with Singer's Wife. Now we're going to go back in time, but not as far back. We're going to go back to 2014. This is our very first interview we ever did for the show. this is with Indigenous Dene rapper Indigenize, who in that Indian way happened to be a cousin of Christopher Francisco, who was a friend of the show. And he was just getting started out, and Indigenize is actually, his career has actually grown since then. In the last 4 years, he's been rapping with Nathani Means, Frank Wallen, and many other very well-known Native rappers, and has really made a name for himself in the music world. So we're happy to have this little glimpse back in history from when he was just getting started. All right, so I have with me today Chris Francisco. He is doing a Dene podcast called Human Beings with Five Fingers. Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about what your podcast covers, what it's about?
Well, the name of the podcast program is Human Beings with Five Fingers. Dene Lashlai is what we say in Dene. And the radio show is about trying to make people aware on alternative energy on the Dené Reservation, because it's really needed down there. They're opening uranium mining again. They bought an old coal mine, and we need to start thinking about green energy and green jobs. You know, we can have Earthship housing. You know, we can have solar farms. We can have wind. You use the wind for energy, and you know, we can have electric cars. You know, electric trains, like they do here in Portland. You know, they have the MAX line and the streetcars, and there's a lot of things that are happening on the res. You know, with the alcoholism, drug addiction. You know, the old folks being neglected. The same thing that's been going on for the last, I don't know, 40 years, you know, they still don't have running water, electricity. We're still dealing with a lot of those old issues that have been going on. So there's an election coming up in November, and I'm trying to get like people to become aware of the possibilities of moving our people forward into those alternative energies, so that when it's time to vote, you know, they get the right person in there. And so that's what I'm doing with that podcast show.
Great. So in a little bit, your cousin Cooper, who is a rapper on the Dené Reservation that goes by Indigenize, will be joining us.
Yes, Cooper, he's a young man. You know, he's been educated in traditional ways, and, you know, he uses that in his rap music. And he has a message that's trying to inspire people to think more about the earth and the water. And, you know, and so he's from Gallup, and he's a cousin of mine and by blood.
Yeah. And I'd like to welcome rapper Indigenize to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So just to kind of start off, where did the name Indigenize come from?
Why Indigenize? I used to go by Coop the Villain, because I love playing the bad guy, you know, like going opposite of everybody. That's what I used to think, like going everything when I was in school, especially history class, throw the book on the ground, I ain't learning this, you know, because my mom was very radical AIM, you know.
Can you give us a little information as to, you know, I know you're from the Dené Nation, how did you get started with music?
My music has always been in my life, you know, so it's just like one thing that I first heard in this world was Bob Marley, and just hearing him sing and hearing his message kind of like, wow, music is very powerful. And so that's how the real connection with music happened, you know. And I was just cruising the res, you know. Mom just put in Bob Marley tape, and that's how my influence in music really happened. Music is very powerful, you know, but I didn't realize that at first. It took a journey. Yeah.
And from what I understand, you know, with your rap music, you're trying to, you know, raise awareness about all the issues going on the res, you know, like the uranium mining, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you feel that there are any specific issues you're trying to address, or just the overall conditions of res life?
I'm indigenous rights activist, you know, and I take that to the full extent of sovereignty, you know. I will never compromise due to that. But my art is a way to kind of push that idea into a more creative, acceptable message, because sometimes just speaking is not the way, you know. And my issue that I want to get through my message through music is morals and values. We can talk about any issue in a movement, but it really, the change in the individual in the movement who's carrying on the message, they have to really understand themselves as well before they take hold of something that's really critical, you know. We're talking about really serious issues, and some people that really lived it, life or death, you know, and they don't take it lightly, or they don't take it as humor. So I kind of, with my message and music, if you listen to the song, they come from a place of war and a place of being alone. Why? Because that's what struggle is. You'll find yourself alone, and that is hard to accept, you know. And people are being genocide because just of how they think and how they speak and how they look. So that's the right war I will fight in. So I'm trying to hit the morals and values, because if we keep blaming the police officer, like what's happening now in where I'm from in New Mexico, if we keep blaming the police officer, then that will not get anything done. We got to get down to the real issue, and the issue is morals and values are being compromised for profit and benefit, self-gain interests for the commonwealth of a nation. And that nation has nothing to do with people, you or me. That nation has to do with federal administration and federal law, and that law doesn't have to do anything with what a human being naturally is in the state of mind. It alters that, and it incorporates the soul. You know, so no matter what we do in this world, if we comply, if we compromise, if we give up our values and our morals and traditions, then we will cease to exist as indigenous people.
Again, that was the rapper Indigenize, who was our very first ever interview on the show, along with Christopher Francisco, who is a very, very good friend of the show. Christopher and I met when we were taking the same digital editing class, and it just so happened that we were the only two in the class, and it was Indians only at that point. So that was great. Coming up next, you may remember this segment. It was a fan favorite, if you will. So for those who are unfamiliar, ever since the creation of Rose City Native Radio, my goal here with the show has been to reach mainly to Native youth and younger Native folks. To connect them with music, comic books, and more, the way that our culture evolves. And I also wanted to make this a space where youth can come and learn these skills and provide a platform for them so they can have their voice. So we started a mentorship program with the Native American Youth and Family Center way back when. And one of our very first students that we received was Ender. And with this mentoring program, we teach them how to do digital editing, digital recording, all of that, and have them produce their own 10-minute segment for the show. And so Ender's segment soon came to be known as Roar of the Earth. We're going to take a quick look back and listen to Roar of the Earth by your little brother and mine, Ender.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I am joined by...
My name is Ender.
How's it going, Ender?
I'm eating blueberries right now.
Blueberries are a lot of fun.
They're very convenient.
And blueberries are also traditional foods?
It is definitely a traditional food for the Earth now that we live in a global society. Be like one giant planetary tribe.
So, blueberries, what do they bring to all of us?
Is this a blueberries documentary?
It could turn into one.
No, thank you.
Okay.
We're becoming a planetary tribe.
Cool. What does that mean?
Really, we're becoming a planetary nation. The entire planet is a nation.
So what does that mean? How different is it from what we have right now?
We are in the first stages of that. This unification is happening. The information is flowing very quickly to everyone through apps on your phone. And your phone have become part of you, an extension of you, that we, my generation and other generations, use to connect to the entire world. And we just have it there. We are kind of spoiled because we have so much access to information, to everything. And I'm quite lucky to be part of this generation.
So how about the people who use that technology to spread hate?
They're silly. They're part of us, too. They're us. It's all good.
Where do you get your optimism?
Blueberries.
I told you this was a blueberry documentary.
Wow.
Welcome to Roar of the Earth with Ender, playing music for you and keeping consciousness high, high, high.
The following is a piece of art named Study of Divergent Human Consciousness in the Earth Sphere.
The premise of the following dialogue is a conversation between a male human from a faraway planet and a female human from a wealthy, strong Native American nation back in the year 1718, before all European contact.
It's been a long time since my journey on Earth began. So I am here. I see this threat coming from the east. Let me speak to this person. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What day is this?
It is sometime.
Of course, it makes sense. The Gregorian calendar is not really indigenous to your culture. I've been so happy this past few weeks sleeping here in your main village. It's really wonderful. Have you heard anything coming from the east, like information? I know your nation has a very, very widespread system of communication.
From the east? No, I don't think that I've heard anything is happening there.
Well, this is the thing. I'm a person that comes from a different planetary reality. Do you understand what that is?
I think so.
Can you explain with your words?
I believe that you mean that you are originated from someplace else than the place where I originated in?
Yes, I come from a different sphere. I see that you're not impressed one bit. I try to introduce myself to your European faction, who are traveling this way very slowly, and they thought they were seeing a demon of sorts. It was very strange. The culture clash must be very hard, being your people are so in tune to everything around you. This is very foreign to the peoples that are coming from the east. So, what do you think about that? What's happening?
I don't know that I have. I'm not really sure. Who are these people coming from the east you are talking about? I'm just, glad to meet you.
Yeah, this place is really, it's charming, and it's very peaceful. And I see my favorite part of your village is your, well, what we call, where I come from, they call it, in your language, an ecological garden or eco garden. And I see that your farm is very big, and you didn't use this word, but I'm gonna use it for you. It's they call it where I come from. Well, I said ecological. You see, it's hard because I'm not from your reality. So, but I've learned the language very well. But I sometimes words, it takes me a bit to find the right word, because your language is, well, it's not hard to learn, but it does have too many words. Where I come from, we don't use so many words, but we send each other images. So it's a little different, but I'll explain that later. It's not important now. I want you to tell me, from your perspective, why is your farm so cool?
I don't know that we call it farm. I wonder if you're talking about the forest. I wonder if you're talking about where we get our food from. We find, grasses or bushes that grow fruits, and then we try to, we try to help that plant kind of grow to its full potential sometimes. We've done that for this thing that we call corn. We have lots of varieties of that. And so this is just how we feed ourselves. We just try to learn what's available, and there's a lot available. It's kind of was meant to be that way. Well, the future is where my descendants will be, and it's where pieces of me will have to be carried, but this is my responsibility to carry what came before me and the knowledge of my forebears, so it is my focus to try to share with the next generations what has been passed on to me, and it is my hope that in the future, that's still what's going on, that we hold on to this knowledge that we have harnessed from living on this planet together with the animals and with all the beings, and carry that knowledge forward so we can continue to flourish as peoples.
Very well said. Thank you so much. Until a different time.
Thank you very much to Delphine Crescenzo, KBOO mentor, journalist, and co-producer of Bread and Roses. You have a great rest of this Thursday, yes, and a good night.
That was Roar of the Earth by your little brother and mine, Ender. Just a quick flashback. Ender has gone on to flourish and grow. And while he doesn't come and visit us as often as we would like, we are very happy to see him become the truly amazing person that he always has been. But to see him find new interests and share himself with the world. He's now been going to Warped Tour and is interviewing many musicians. So we're hoping to have him back to do a couple of interviews for us. Coming up next, this is Merriam featuring Superman with Native here on Rose City Native Radio.
Survivors, tradition, dreams that I've been chasing, ambition, breaking my
for metaphors, so let them all in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricist. I'm missing. I'm hitting this play in the politics and on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price.
transcend the spiritual. You pay your lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's all my chest, but you don't hear me though. We keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking.
In conflict, I'm a disaster, fight for clean water. Now that's a battle rap of red blood, red skin, highly forsaken. You talking, I walk, that's the difference. I put my people on my back, on my home nation, knowing they're the reason that I rap. Ha. Tell me what you're rapping for, if you ain't in it for change, then don't brag about the score. Ain't no reason for you to ever go tour, if you rap for little B and talk the folklore. Whoa. Baddest savage still breathing red skin, when a battle cry here for every season chief. Hell no, angel star, no spangled, never had no angles, it's bars and fans faithful. Ha. It's always family over everything. Family is the motivation and my pain medicine. Never afraid to go and get it in. Never been a lame, and a lame is what I never been. I do this for my dead relatives, and every warrior stuck in on our land, settle me. I hope you understand the beast that is awoken is a proud native and never mistaken for a token. If you're looking for a problem, then I think you might have found him. I'ma always stand up and let them know I am astounding. No, you ain't met a native who was conquering, toppling over offerings, imagine another stopping me. I've been the topic of prophecies, ancient Indian philosophies, to find the words that toss at thee. I am a cocky being, being a being of awkward schemes. My lack of father figure made my future not so clean. Stuck to a hollow dream, stumbled through my first 16. I was written out of pain, that started when I reached my teens. Stayed on a solo mission, life taught me to go the distance. Way before Kevin Costner was told from a ghostly vision. Can't save my pot to pissing, wasn't porcelain. Treat you like burgundy and fracture your off a dose of mears. Red skin off for years, minus the black trench. Point to left field, start crushing the first pitch. You know life could just switch, it all depends on the circle that you keep. Mine is family and friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask again. I never came to play, don't be asking me. Unless you're serious and ready to pay the fee. I represent my nation, Samson is the hoe. If you need to know that home is a toe. Got love for everyone and die for those I call. My wife and my kids and that's about all.
He's no racist, he says, but he just doesn't understand why Native Americans are all in it.
Tizzy,
he says. He thinks protests over mascots are, in a word, ridiculous. Why?
Utterly ridiculous. Protesting in this country is not over the Native Americans.
People protest
over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, one thing, like I said, I'm not a
racist.
I just feel like it's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's 500 years since Columbus came in this country. Why don't we learn by our mistakes? Let it go. It's everybody live together. Why, you know, to me, it's ridiculous.
Way up.
First things first, rest in peace to the old me. I guess they caught it growing up. If people wanna talk, let them talk. Cause we headed to the top while they're looking at us.
Look at us now.
If people wanna see us fall down, then so be. The only way to go is up. Look at all these people with their fists up. What they say,
huh?
In my name we trust.
Yeah.
Remember what I said back in 03? I don't think you do, cause we low key. We said we gonna make it off the rails. Now I wish I never said it, cause I'm homesick.
Homesick.
I'm homesick.
Homesick.
I
dug my heels in the mat with the veil on my back. Man, it's like I never went away. Worst comes to worst, and we don't make you. It's what they call growing pain. What's the deal with the seventh generation? I think they on the rise at the risk of elevation. Taken by an alien invasion, they faced it. Do you wanna ride inside of my spaceship? Shotgun to your dome, riding shotgun. Pedal to the metal with the world as a hostage. I find out who I am and they acting like I lost it. Here's the plot twist. Check it out, yeah. We're pulling down the walls, yeah. We're putting up our own gates, yeah. This my land, you on the planet of the Nates, yeah. Big Dro said it first, I'm here to take his place. As a new kid on the block, a f***ing weight lifts. I done damage to my spirit, trying to climb this avalanche. Being native to the land makes it hard to advance. In a white man's world where we up against a man, and we gotta fight twice as hard to stand a chance. Stand up, you hear that? It's what we've overcome. What's been done to our people can't be undone. I pray and I pray for better days. But I hope the growing pains never go away. Cause the pain disappears through the years. Memories fade, it's on us to keep it straight. I slay, I kill a man for what I got today. That's why I hope the growing pains never go away. Don't let the growing pains go away. Go away, yeah. I hope the growing pains never go away. Go away, go away, yeah. Don't let the growing pains go away. Yeah. Please don't let the growing pains go away. Raw backwards on all of you rappers. I've been raw backwards since I started rapping. Rapping and unwrapping up all of these backwards. Got you in the snapback out there walking backwards. Treat you like my fitted wind. Yeah, I need to go and get some dirt on it. Either throw your whist in the trash. Yeah, I'll smack the motherfucking dirt off it. Never rush that witch, you'll change your future. You hold the key to the present here will shoot you. To the next plateau, you gotta go. Never act out of line and you won't get your skin sewn. They be acting like you changed up. Funny how focus gets mistaken. For an ego, thinking, oh, here he go. Native got some shine, now he ain't our people. Never forget where you started from. I guarantee I won't forget where I started, son. In the basement, hoping that my statements will change the face of the game. Cause you know I race is. Facing the struggle every day. Pounding a brick wall, hoping it'll change. Shout out to SNRK and salute from the field of the growing pain. Got this dream to be a rap star. Up and down Sunset Boulevard. Five deep with the Monets up in the car. Living large, but I'm barely getting by with these gift cards. These days are getting tough, but I embrace and put my troubles in the paper, dog. Staying medicated, never satisfied with basic. Got my head up in the clouds, looking down on this road that I'm taking. Will I make it?
I don't know.
Lifestyle of the rich and famous. Meanwhile, I've been missing a couple monthly payments. At the bottom of the food chain, dog, I hate it. I can't explain it. My life feels fornicated. But I'ma get rich, or I'ma die trying. My mama tell me that I'm bad with my money. Well, she ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying.
She ain't lying. Hell nah. She ain't lying, mama, don't lie. I wasn't built for the life of crime. So it's time to figure out another way to grind. I don't care if it ain't a dollar. Oh Lord, can you please give me a sign? Ready or not, no low and hill. I'm going till I get a deal. So I can pay for meals with the fam that I kill for. Yeah, no Jerusalem, but the pain is real. Yeah, this life will shit without a doubt, dog. But I ain't never flinching like my Kobe did with Man Bonds. Ice cold, I got the ice in my veins. Mamba mentality, Kobe face. Lord knows if I'ma grow old. You only live once, so might as well go for broke. I don't want my grand, I just spirits take me home. So I push through every single ache that's in my bones. Growing pains, yeah. Growing pains. On days where we barely got to eat, stomach growling while we sleeping, still sleep. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. On days when we were under 19, but we got a bag of weed and two bottles of a weed. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Having nights where I'm going too wild to fall victim to the temptations of this lifestyle. Boy, that's growing pains. Yeah. Growing pains. Yeah, 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 yeah. Growing pains.
That was Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Growing Pains featuring Helen Back. And before that, A Tribe Called Red featuring Helen Back with People's Champ, and Merriam featuring Superman with Native. Coming up next, this is Indian Nick with Electric Indians.
Digital. Digital indigenous, founded by museum walls, concrete border brick, chopping plaza malls on that vision quest. It's a brown bottle, tall white mouth, and it burns the spirit, sounds of voices I can't hear. Music keeps the mind coherent, I inherit everything, stereotypes, smoking on that peace pipe. Government, we ought to fight, they want to know my blood type. Some things change, some the same. I kept my cool, no way, I maintain. We won't stop till we break these chains. Break these chains, to the touch they feel cold. Thinking back on history, everything we're told. We became the wicked red men, tombstone red unknown. Electric Indians, neon when I glow. I will not stop, will not call this home. My rock is something different, running through life's catadromo. Yeah, we're electric, voltage high, it's blown. We resist it like the old. I charge my flow, my current so, so electric. Neon when I glow, I-M-I-N-T-I-A-N. Electric Indians, leaves turn red, they fall back down. The soil claims us all, fueled by this thing called change. Silly, but it's not so strange. Electric Indians, neon when I glow.
Thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much for your calls too. It really means a lot to hear from our audience, and we're happy that we could have been a positive moment in your Thursday. We really appreciate it. You can find us at facebook.com/Rose City Native Radio. If you have any music or events or more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Don't worry, the fun doesn't stop here. We're going to continue our birthday month celebration next week. So we'll see you then. Until then, stay cool, Indian Country. I know I will.
The corners, the capitals of city halls. The program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. You can find more audio online at kboo.fm.
You are listening to KBOO.